I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. It's that time of the year, Davos, the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, where the wealthy and the powerful gather to figure out the future of the planet. Even when Davos doesn't host the World Economic Forum, it's still, safe to say, a destination for the rich.
Davos is a municipality in the canton of Graubünden in Switzerland. It is the highest town in Europe and the home of one of Switzerland's biggest ski resorts, with six main ski areas totaling 320 kilometers of slopes.
Joining me now is the world's Jason Margolis, who covers the economy for us. Global business leaders, politicians, economists are all meeting in Switzerland this week, Jason. What are their main concerns?
Well, first of all, Davos sounds pretty nice.
Not bad.
The main concerns are a slowing world economy, namely China. China is growing at a rate of 6.6% annually, which sounds great, but it's the slowest rate of growth since 1990. So the question is, why is it slowing? Well, there is less consumer demand for products in China. Also, the trade war between President Trump and China is having an impact.
Right. And so that's a concern because China is so muscular, economically speaking. What else are they talking about in Davos?
They're talking about globalization and the backlash against globalization. So the people in Davos, they believe that more trade promotes healthier, freer societies. And a major theme is what they're calling globalization 4.0. And that's kind of a buzzword. But essentially, how does the world cope in the era of digitization where data is moving across countries and not just goods? And they're tackling some really interesting themes. I was looking at their website. So some of the themes are, how do we save the planet without killing growth? So environmental topics. Can you be a patriot and a global citizen? How do we make sure technology makes life better and not worse? So pretty interesting topics, I think.
Yeah, some difficult questions too there. Jason, Davos has been criticized for being a playground for the wealthy, but there have been some notable achievements there in the past.
Right. They tackle a lot of economic and social issues, and it's a neutral place where people can get together and talk about issues. Greece and Turkey averted a war there in the 1990s. Yasser Arafat and Shimon Peres met there in 1994, laying the groundwork for further talks.
Yeah, so it can be constructive. Is there anything notable happening there this week?
Well, I think what's really notable is who is not there. Last year, President Trump spoke in Davos. He is not there. The leaders of France, the UK, India, Canada, they're all not there.
And why do you think they didn't show up this year?
Well, the speculation is twofold. One, they're dealing with crises back home. And secondly, the optics. It looks bad when you're have these problems in your country and you're going off to this ski village in Switzerland for a week and it's very expensive. In Trump's absence, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke via telecast. And remember, Davos is a forum that embraces globalization. So let's listen to Pompeo here.
Nations matter. No international body can stand up for a people as well as their own leaders can. Strong borders are key to strong nations. This is how we keep our people safe and protect our sovereignty.
So it's kind of an anti-globalization sentiment. Now, in his defense, he did support a lot of these international bodies that the U.S. is part of, but he said they need reforming and that nations need to be doing more and paying their fair share, which is a very Trumpian thing to say.
The world's Jason Margolis. Thanks for this.
Thanks, Marco.